Let us take, I went in, in detail the sugya with Rashi. Just want to show you that each Rishon had his view of Shechita and where it all falls into place. Generally, running through Rishonim, they had two things: an overview, and they worked through it in detail. How did Rashi understand Shechita? How did the Rashba understand Shechita? How does it spell out in the sugyas? And learning sugyas of Rishonim is just seeing how they viewed it. Some, you know, you have to see the whole picture. You have to see how the details come together. The sugya begins. Give me something to drink. Certainly not well. The sugya begins a simple thing. Mechza mechza karov. Mechza mechza ene karov. Now, what does that mean? If rov means majority, 50 is not majority. Everyone knows that. What we have, number one, halacha mosh misinai. Rov echad ba'ov, rov shnayim ba'behema. That is... Now, I'm not 100% sure that whether historically how it happened. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he came down with these words, Rovecha Bov Rov Shnayim Bebehem, and those words were passed on. Came down with an idea. And the Meshech HaDoros, the idea was formulated. And that was the Messiah, Rovecha Bov Rov Shnayim Bebehem. I'm not sure historically how it worked. But when Rishonim are trying to understand that, everyone's trying to understand that, what does this word Rov mean? The Mishnah is not helpful. Because the Mishnah is not talking on the Daraisa level, Halach Moshe Messina level. Talking Shochan Echa Bo'ov, for Shnayim Bebehem, the whole thing. Ruvach Shel Echa Kamo, it would seem to indicate what the words Ruvach Shel Echa Kamo mean. That means when I said that, and if I should, is it saying practically it's enough, or it's a din of Ruvach Kakula? What's it saying? We don't imagine. Then we get to the read. Chatzi echabov, chatzi echabov behema, shitosu psula. Rov echabov, rov shnayim behema, shitosu kshev. So the simple way of learning it is that 50% is no good, and you need a rov. Okay. The Gemara though wants to know whether that's the right of the Rabbanon. See, the Mishnah was coming to say the way things look today, and that's why Rashi has all the freedom in the world to say that when it's that Shnayim Bebehem is in Rabbanan, because we see already that the Mishnah isn't machalik between the Raises and Rabbanan. Just telling you today, when Rav Yehuda Anasi wrote the Mishnah, this is the matzah that it is. Okay. The Raises and Rabbanan, okay, go figure it out. Because of that, the Gemara now says on a derisa level, the many nafkaminas even does on derisa level what it is. So the Gemara,
when the Gemara says in Chachasam and Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda, the Zavachas Asher to the Sif Melami, Shnistava Moish Alaveshet Valakona, Aval Revecha Zevah Shnayim Bebeim. What is the Gemara? The Gemara is maybe telling us the Lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu or just the Halacha?
Yeah, maybe. But that's what Moshe. That's what Moshe taught. Now it could be, in the words of Rishonim, I couldn't figure out how they understood it. But certainly, by the time we got to the Mishnah, the Gemara, Amorayim and Tanoim, they were working with Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, Ravecho Bov Moshe Mitzrayim. That's what they were working with, and they're trying to understand that. Now comes Rashi. So Rashi has told us on Chofala from Adbeis and Chof Zayin Omer Aleph a very simple thing. A, there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to shecht the entire one simen in a oaf. That he says. Apparently, it would be to shecht two full simonim in a behemoth. Tosis doesn't like that. But this is what Rashi has told us. Now, Rashi has also told us what is the machlok between Rabbi Yossi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Let's go back and pull it all together and see. Machlok between Rabbi Yossi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Rashi says it's Ruach Kekula. What does that mean? A Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. The Ruba Kekula, that when Rabbi Shmuel, we have to put the whole thing. Let's go back. So when you have a shechita and a psul b'miyad basar, Rashi says according to the Yosef Yehuda, what is the halacha? Since Ruba Kekula, everything finishes at Rov. There's no psul in the Mir Bas. Comes along Rabbanan and say no. Since there is a mitzvah to shech the entire thing, now since the mitzvah is to shech the entire thing,
yes.
Now Rashi also is going to say that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is going to agree to that. How do I know that? Because Rashi has built the whole Suya Malika as a Dover Vadai that is a mitzvah to shech the entire first simen. And Rashi here in Chulin, Rashi in Svachim Dav Samachay, there's a mitzvah to shech the entire one simen in an oath. And when Rashi comes on the Flamen Omed Beis, what does Rashi say? Rashi is Mesupik, or the Patskan, what is the Teku? The Teku to we Patskan like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we Patskan like the Rabbanan. Even though Rabbi Shmuel says, Halok Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Machlok Vishonu was, is that only Lagabe Tabat Sagdola, or even Lagabe Psul B'Meir Bas. So Rashi, what has Rashi told us? Rashi has told us on the Flamen Omed Beis that in the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Rabbanon on Rubo, on what Rashi is called Rubo Kukuo, therefore we have a psul. It's a teiku. Even though Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's a mitzvah to shech the whole thing, but the question is, when I began doing it and I come to a psul, does that mean the shechita finishes or not? So Ruba Kukula, I already did the Shechita, said Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Ruba Kukula. And so so I continue doing it, it's the mitzvah, but I can't mess up the Hechsha Shechita. And how we describe it, what's the matter, the Simen Shochot or the Maisa Shechita? It's all one Maisa Shechita. Okay, now, how did Rashi view our Sugya? There is the beginning of the sugya, when the Gemara asks the question of mechza mechza karov, mechza mechza ain't a karov. So, Rashi, Baruch Hashem, talks a lot here. So, and he says, and the Gemara has a very funny lashon. Halcha agmei Gemara Rachmana la Moshe. So what is the Gemara trying to say? Amalei Rachman al Moshe, what I call it, Moshe. Lo tishaya ruba, don't leave half. Rav Kana Amalei Rachman al Moshe. So they were dealing with a statement that we have about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, if that's what Moshe Rabbeinu repeated, or that's what it became, what was it? Shchot Ruba, which would mean I need 51, or don't leave Ruba? No. What? No. Rashi says what? And then the Gemara, for some reason, this is what puzzled and mystified everybody. The Gemara has a raya from Kli Cheres. What's the halacha of Kli Cheres? The halacha of Kli Cheres is the nitatz. You have to break it. You break it, then that breaking turns the sheva keli into a shivri keli, and you turn the sheva keli into shivri keli, it's tohar, it's a maisa matahir. Okay, the rove, that let's say you slice off 20% and it's 80-20, the rove is the original keli. Netitza wasn't challah. Netitza turns something into a sheva keli, which is my tahirit. So let's say I could do it 50-50. I have a laser. Now we have lasers here. Then they didn't have lasers. I have a laser, splits it 50-50. So I could split it 50-50. What does the Gemara say? It's tahor. Wait a second. 50-50 is... Now, I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say that there was a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim in Kli Cheres. Netotzuba lo tishaya ruba. The way I understand it, it was halacha that if you take a keli 80-20 and you break it, so 20 has a din of shivrei kelim, and the 80% it has the tzuras keli of the original keli. Okay, but what if, let's say, you split 50-50? Or says if mechtsa mechtsa is for rov, now halacha would be that rov is the original keli, so they should be both tmeim. Why they're both tahora? So the Gemara answers no. And here I have a rove, that means it's original keli, the other part is a shivrei keli. So there's a din of rove and miut. And the miut, so when I have a din of rove and miut, I can't say mechza mechza is a rove against the miut. There's no such thing. Where there's, I have a necessary idea of a rove and a miut. So then mechza mechza can't be a rove. So then what I have, not both the roves, both of the miuts. Both are shirekir. And both are tohar. But here, I don't have a rov and miut. As long as I shech 50%, this is according to Mandama. He says, give me a pile of rov. Let go of the high pile of the koi, the mikro of Shalim. Rashi's saying a very simple idea. Saying idea is I have to have a simen shochot. Rov is considered simen shochot. Fact that I don't look at the other half. I did a ma'aseh shechita. What is a ma'aseh shechita? Simen shochut. I need a simen shochut. 50% of a simen shochut. Because I don't look at the other half. I don't need kula shochut. I need a simen shochut. And 50% is, if I have 49%, I have zero shochut. I don't need to have a simen shochut. I just have to have a shechita in it. A chatach in it. Did I cut it? I cut it. That's all I need. Now the Gemara turns around. And the Gemara's Maskana is a number of things in the Maskana. It makes no sense to have a Shechita if you're not matching the animal in the process. Shechita is not just a hocus pocus match of live animals. So if you're not going to turn into a nolta lomus, the process of killing the animal hasn't begun. The moral thought, it's just a mice of almond from the mouth of the animal. And you could have, even, it's not even a trafe, it's not even a nolta lomus, it's not on the way to die. But it's mutter red. That was Robert's suggestion. I said, it's crazy. It's not true. And okay, so I have to have a mice matrif, and therefore the rov has to include being a mice matrif. I have to, if not finish the process of death, begin the process of death. And that's the maskana of the Gemara. Now, what does that mean? Is that me dinugo kukua or not me dinugo kukua? So here, Rashi says a very simple thing. What does Rashi say? Rashi says there's a mitzvah to fin. There's a shechita has to, there's shechita on kulo, and if I continue a ma'aser shechita, it is a shechita on kulo, and that's why Rashi can have. But I have a machlok from Rabbi Yossi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. If the second, if the end of it is a psul, does the shechita stop there, or it's integrated into the whole shechita? Now, Rashi, in addition, is very careful. We have a din of chatzikona pogum. Here, you'll see from the diak of the lashon here is so. Rashi is one total shita. If you see Rashi in psul b'meir basa, Rashi in melita, how Rashi goes through the sugya. It's a, and what is the maskana of the sugya according to Rashi? The mitzvah shita b'kula. And in an oaf, you have to finish one siman. And in a behemoth, you have to finish two simanim. And the mitzvah is not to rely on ruba kukulo, but to do the whole thing. Everyone holds ruba kukulo. Machlokes Rabbi Yossi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is what? If you ma'aser shechita, it's one long ma'aser shechita be ma'atirid. Or maybe a siman shochet is matir, or maybe siman, or maybe the, maybe it's one ma'aser shechita, and but machlokes is whether psul stops the ma'aser shechita. Where do we see such an idea that it's one ma'aser shechita to be matir the animal, but psul stops it? We saw that in the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam does not work with Ruba Kukulo. How do I know the Rambam doesn't work with Ruba Kukulo? Because the Rambam writes, the Chatchila, the mitzvah is to shech two simonim and an oaf. And roll of one simon is as if I shechted two simonim. That's not Ruba Kukulo, it's a separate Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's part of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But at the same time, the Rambam is very clear, there's no such thing as a psul b'miyud basra. So even though it is a ma'aser shechita, but if I all of a sudden after 2/3 do a drasa, ma'aser shechita stop at 2/3. Now the Rambam is a very, very clear how he understands the whole thing. But it's not, Rambam has nothing to do with Ruba Kukulo. And not at all. Now, Tosis comes in. Let's see Tosis. Tosis's picture. Tosis Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Let's just put all the Tosis in together. And I said, what am I out to do? To give you an overview how everyone viewed Shechita. When Rashi on Chof Aleph Amud Beis says what? He says that the mitzvah is to finish the whole thing. So Tosis jumps, and therefore that defines Malika, doing more than Mitzvah Shechita. Tosis jumps up and says, what about it? The fact that Mitzvah Shechita is Shnayim Be'ol. Wait one second. Rashi took care of that problem. Because when I define Malika, I work on the Deraisa level. not on the Rabbanan level. Work on the Deraisa level, not on the Drabbanan level. So in Rashi said, Shnayim be'ov is the Drabbanan, so that influence comes along Tosis and says, no, it Malik, but Tosis is assuming, what is Tosis assuming? That when the Gemara says the Chatchila b'diyavah here, it's on a Deraisa level. So what is he saying? He's assuming like the Rabbah, that the Chatchila in an oath, what do I have? I have Shnayim Shleimim. So therefore, that can't, the mitzvah shechita can't be defining what is Malika. So what must define what Malika is? Heksha shechita. But Heksha shechita is Rov. So let's be careful with what Tosa says on Chof Aleph from the Beis. When you're the farish, came the ever the boy shechita b'simen sheni, shach bo avdol. It's not part. Abel b'miut hanisha b'simen. Ochashina came in the boy shechita's role also simen. What does it mean? The Chazal says, He says since on one simen, the whole din shechita, the hechsher shechita applies to one simen. Mitzvah shechita applies to two simonim. Mitzvah shechita doesn't influence malika. Heksher shechita influences malika, and the entire simon is subject to shechita. One simon is subject to shechita to heksher shechita. That's but Tosa seems to imply from his kasha, from the Mishnah Chazayin Amar Aleph. That the Chatchila Doraisa is what, like the Rambam, of two full simonim. Now Tosis has a big problem, and Tosis in our sugya doesn't talk all that much, but he does talk extensively in Sobe Meir Basra. Tosis, what bothers Tosis throughout Shas is a very simple question: trying to define. Why? We im tomar chof tesaman aleph. Tosis, let's see what Tosis says. Berakama di yerivim paskinik to rap papa drama poros ka omeid mut. Ohoye nir l'chalik ben shari surim v'dova hatole b'chios. I could have said, but I don't say it. I could have said that here we're talking about killing the animal. Was that the rule of mechitzah? Why can't I say that? I can't say that because why? Because what does it have to do with Tana? We're talking about what it is to kill an animal. It has nothing to do with Tana. So what's the Gemara B'chlal asking? He laughed on my soul. Then that's one question. But he asked a second question. Not only is the psak different from Erevin, you have a sugya in Erevin, you have a sugya in Cholin. Erevin and the sugya in Sukkah. Sukkah says, sugya in Erevin compares everything to Sukkah to Mechitz, Shabbos. Here, Gemara doesn't bring in. The Gemara seems to cause about Tana. What about Sach? What about Mechitz? It doesn't say. He says mechitza is a separate halacha. Mechitza when we patskin, and what does the Gemara say there? What's machlokas? Al tifrat ruba or gedor ruba? What does that mean? 51% mechitza is 100% mechitza. Very clear. 49% mechitza is zero mechitza. So when I have to be makif for mokum, what is a mechitza in Shabbos? The purpose is to be makif for mokum. Makif for mokum. You have to cover the entire mokum, or just to have mechitzas around the makom, that's enough to be makom. And we pass on the kaparas. Hekif makom is what? Hekif makom is 50% I'm being makif the makom. Has nothing to do with shirov and not shirov. True, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is omer merov paratz, and the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean gedol ruber or al tiferes ruber? And the Gemara says it means al tiferes ruber means 50% means the makom is mukaf. That's all it means. We're talking how much mechitz is necessary to be makif a makom. Now, what is schach? Schach is not a din mechitz, it's din ohel. I have to cover the place. What is just like how we'll be makif the place, you're not worrying about covering the place. And that's why we learn many halachas one from the other. But they're different. One is din ohel, one is din mechitza. Mechitza has its rules, and there is an overlap because one, I am either surrounding the place or I'm covering the place. So they're similar halachas. But that has nothing to do with shechita, nothing to do with any din rov. When I have to cover the sukkah with schach, how much of the sukkah? And there are many halachas, we compare ohel hameis to sukkah. Sukkah has its rules, ohel hameis, but there's an overlap because both are dinei ohel. Those of you who remember sukkah remember this sugya of chafot rami. Chafot rami is a halacha in ohel hameis. It has to have a dinei ohel. What percentage has to be covered? So the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of tzilsum ruv mechamso. Another halacha Moshe Mitzrayim of chamsum ruv mechamso. 50-50. So what about if you get 50-50? So the Gemara says covering the place is just like surrounding the place. But that has nothing to do here. When we're dealing with that has to do with I have to define what is a makom. How do I define what is a makom? I have to separate this makom from a separate makom. What does mechitza do? It separates. For instance, give you an example. This is just an example. When Kedushas Yerushalayim is more Kodesh than outside of Yerushalayim, but it needs mechitzas. Why does it need mechitzas? To separate, because it has to be separate. One higher level of Kedusha has to be separated from a lower level of Kedusha. Okay, and it needed Omer Ruvah Haparetz, Omer Kaparetz. That separates this place. That's a separate issue. Nothing to do with Rolf. Here, what is the Gemara again? I have a shear of Rolf. And the Gemara wasn't sure is it a shear of Rolf or not. So Tosa says, now here is very clear.
Tosis is saying that the Nidin is different or the Psak is different?
The psak is different because the nidin is different. That's why the Gemara adds from one to the other. The psak is different because the issue is different. The issue is different. It's a different issue, it's a different psak. Not that the psak is different. That's what Tosis says.
If you have such a clear philip, why is Tosis saying Shema?
What?
If you have such a clear philip, why is Tosis saying Shema?
Okay. Why? Put it this way. On the tzad, very good question. Let's take a look at the Tosus in Erevin. Tosus in Erevin says as follows. Oh, my good part of the design of a building? No. Okay. What? That's right.
Ain't it
Moa? Ocha Kaimalon. parts ka omeg perk beis the chulin matakuma melch samach enikur umayis halor hayditana v'ochum umayis v'shema again here it's a shema yesh lachari v'em b'chitzes le'isa v'tom. Is that why it's only shema? Should we be yesh lachari? I'm not sure. It's a good question. The chilek would be the chilek, as I said. Okay. Now, this is Shita Satosis.
Why is it that over here you need the rove and over there by Machitzis?
Tosis, at this point, we'll see in a second. There's a very important Tosis Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Let's see what Tosis says in Daf Lamed Amud Beis. I'm trying to present some sort of a total picture. You see, Shas is not just fractured. No. Rishonim had tremendous overview. See, Rishonim's job, what they tried to do, is to first of all give you a conceptual framework of different things, working clearly, developed by working clearly through the text. And then coming out from that to a Psak Halacha. They never thought there was, you don't find in Rishonim any such thing as we don't pass. No. Everything was, what's the overview? How do we work through the text of the Gemara that way? And what's the Matzkana? And therefore, Halacha Maisa. What is it? Now, at Laman Amid Beis, we have a question of Psul B'Mir Basu. So, Tosis has a number of different opinions. Let's try to understand the opinions together with the entire picture. Is it Rubo Kukulo, not Rubo Kukulo? What is that? So Tosis doesn't like Rashi. Perish b'mitzikon, perish b'kunches. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Meir Omer, the Hagroma Paskin and Perikama Kerbioti of Yehuda, Veikel Hech Shinam the Rabban Shochet Shnei Shush Vehigam Shush. Vodam El Hochem, Hotzim Shalom Mochem Shkidu, Veikidu Shochet Beragwa. He says, don't confuse Hagroma. I don't like Rashi bringing in Hagroma. Hagroma is not a psuon shchita, it's a non shchita. So don't confuse it with Hagroma. He says, but what would be if I shechted the dross of a mere basa? I shechted nicely, 2/3, and then I just went bang in, which is a dross. Tosis doesn't seem to be too upset about Rashi, the Rivan. What does he say? V'gilu shok b'rag v'achashiv v'chein nami im v'achashiv v'tarov oka ha-miut shkitot v'ksher v'kem v'havi shalok v'derach shkita not derach shkita. But what about if it would be v'derach shkita? He agrees. Because after all, Tosis seems to say, so what is Tosis talking about? So Tosis seems to say, and here you have to be very, very careful with Tosis, that the entire Maisa Shechita is the matter of the animal. It is not Rubo Kukulo. How do I know it's not Rubo Kukulo? Because Tosis, if the Rivom is working with our Tosis, I don't know, because here we have different Mandomrim. Previously we had Stam Tosis. Because Tosis in the Kashin Rashi on Daf Chof Aleph from a base assumes mitzvah shechita is shnayim shleimim ba'ov that the yevus is din do oraisa, and that's certainly not Rubo Kukulo, but as the Rambam is concerned, it's all one mitzvah shechita. L'chatchila I have to do it. But Tosis disagrees with the Rambam on one thing. that psul b'miyad batsra is a suffix in the Gemara. Is a suffix in the Gemara. Psul b'miyad batsra is a suffix in the Gemara. What's the suffix in the Gemara? Exactly. What the Rambam says clearly, that shechita ends if you do a psul. That agrees with Rashi. There's a maitzah shechita b'kulo, but it's a psul terminator. Well, the whole thing is one big maitzah shechita, and the psul passes it. That's the suffix in the Gemara. He said, don't bother me with Hagrama. Rashi's, all he complains about Rashi, the Rambam, agrees with Rashi. There's a total agreement with Rashi. Where's the disagreement with Rashi? Disagreement with Rashi is only on the fact that Rashi said Simon Echomov, he said two Simon Amor. So according to Rashi, so it could be Ruba Kukulu, could not be Ruba Kukulu. Rashi says that is, he brings Hagroma in, but what's the machlokas in Hagroma, Ruba Kukulu or not Ruba Kukulu? And then, therefore, Rashi, what does Ruba Kukulu mean there according to Rashi? Whether the psul b'miyad batsra terminates the shechita or doesn't. But there's a maitzah shechita b'kulu. What is the halacha? Is it Ruba Kukulo? Or it's simply Ruba Kukulo, that once I shut, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, once I shut the roll, I can stop there. You don't know. Now, but then I have Rabbi Nutam, he actually the Perisha countries. Tanya Pesot Seft, Rav Shokha, Rav Agar Geres, Va'ov. Then Gomer was Mama Rubash, Kitosuk Shev. The Tosefta seems to be against Rashi that the Polish, no, one could have been Mechalek. You see, Rashi, because Rashi here is talking about Chalod of Amir Pas, Lamed Beis Amar Avuf, we talk about Shoh of Amir Tzimonim. One could have said, she is different. As Rashi said in Choftas Amar Avuf, if I begin and I stop, so I didn't do anything. So I begin shechita from now. Here you have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. If I have a chatzikana pogum, and I showed you this, if I have a chatzikana pogum, and I go v'mashahu, so the entire simon is now considered simon shochet. How do I know that? I know that from the fact that, and we'll see this very clearly on Daf Chof Tet Samed Beis, that if I shecht on the side, I shecht here and I shecht here, and together I get a rov, that's good. Doesn't have to be only one chatach, that's enough. But, chatzik on a pogrom, I have to shecht in the chatach. That's what Rashi's told us previously. Then it's a tzir of the whole simu. Rashi's previously talked about it, about Siruf. The whole thing becomes one simen shochut. I need a simen shochut. That's what I need. So that's why, if I do three maitzah shechitas, that's fine. And it's all within a sphere shehiyah, and there's a tziruf between them. So then I have a simen shochut. Simen shochut doesn't have to be in one place. If I have the beginning, that's non-shechita. And then I finish. So what do I want to do? I want to take the simen to be a simen shachut. I do that by the time, by finishing it. With the mashu, the whole simen now becomes a simen shachut. That's why in chatzik on a pogrom, I have to do it where? I have to do it within the chatach. Just want you to get a picture of what shechita is all about. Now, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like it. Rabbeinu Tam, why? Against Rashi? Because of Shehiyah. But wait one second. I could have said differently that Shehiyah is not a psul on Shehiyah. Shehiyah just means the two parts are mitzurf together and I have nothing. Let's say I shecht the corner and I go to sleep and I wake up and I shecht the mesh. So, there's no tzirif between the two. So it's not one. I need one maitzah shechita, but that so. But if the whole din of Shehi is not a psul, it's a problem of tziruf. So okay, I disagree with Rashi on Shehi b'mi abasur, but maybe dros b'mi abasur is not good. But with that, Rabbi Natan says, I agree that Shehi is a psul. I agree with that in Rashi, not just in tziruf. But I see from that Tosefta. How? I see from that Tosefta, what do I see from the Tosefta? That no such thing as a psul, mere basra. And therefore, even a dross mere basra is nothing. Even a chalada mere basra is nothing. All right, so what are we talking about here? Let's have come up with a different shot. So let's see how this fits in. Again, this chazir over how it fits in. Rabbi Yehuda, the marcher tach to or the dim and talk of sakim be miut hasimen be shocha be rov shel amata kedarko have you called it tzvei afilu im rebe rab dama tach to any o dehan mishum lishchiko o shaycha bo chalot ufi shu sholen avol simen de shaychi bo shchike ve hoche in tzoch lishchot de lo harov hamiut shel asakim have you ki ilu nechtach lo have a chalada. Oh wow. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says like this. What does Chalada B'miya Basra means as follows. That I go one third, I stick the knife in it one third, and I go two thirds. If I stick, then the suffix is that since after I finish the shechita, the first third becomes shachut, even though when I was cutting through rats, it wasn't shachut, does that mean that parcels it? So the question is, Rabbi Tam is beginning to come in here with this idea here, but what is Rabbi Tam seeming to say? That it's not that in a chatzi, rov, through shechet shchitas rov, what do I have? The entire simen is shochet. It's not I need rov shochet to make it a simen. The whole thing is if I cut the whole thing. The whole thing is cut. And therefore, since the whole thing, it's not just in the matter with the rov, the whole thing is cut. The whole thing doesn't become cut until I finish the two thirds, or 50%. Then, but I began, my beginning, it was covered. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's the din. And he says, Inami, I would give you a neck, we'll have a Inami, we boil it. Talk of sack and tach of miud kama, or poskum ulamato ulamalo. I will show her roof. Okay, now, then Rabbeinu Tam turns around. So, Rabbeinu Tam is working with an idea. And what is it? But what do you see from Rabbeinu Tam? That I have to cut the entire siman. But by cutting row, 51 equals 100. Not 51 is good enough. 51 equals 100. But when I get to 51, then it becomes, so if I go straight through, I don't have any problem. But when I go in at one third and I shecht further, the first third during the, until I hit 51 is chalut, is chalut. So the only way I can say it's a non, it's not a chalada, it's sort of collapsing everything into simultaneity. Where did Rabbeinu Tam get this idea? Everything is simultaneous. Does it apply here? Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yosher comes up with an idea that, a very simple idea, that when I shech the korban, I have a problem. Let's say the behemoth arrives in the Beis HaMikdash with the skin around its neck cut already. It's a bomb. So every time I shucked an animal, I'm going through the skin. So by the time I get to the Korban Vesher, it's a Balmum already. Rabbeinu Tam had a big problem with that Gemara. So what is Rabbeinu Tam's answer? So what do you see? I view entire Shkita as it happened with Vasachas. Something is Machmas HaShkita, but there it's Machmas HaShkita for one reason. I can't get to the controversy unless I go through. Here I could have begun at 1/3, but I chose to do it. Even somehow Rabbeinu Tam will see, says it's all the same. Now, but Rabbeinu Tam will gabe our issues here. Rabbeinu Tam will gabe our issues here is telling me a very simple idea. By cutting through 51, I have 100% done. Now, and therefore, the Gemara had a Shaila. What? 100% is cut. 100% is cut. But Rabbeinu Tam says, but at 51 everything is cut. Does that mean, like the Ramban, like the Ran says, that because once you did Rov, there's no Rov will finish the whole process? Maybe. Because Rabbeinu Tam doesn't allow Psul B'Meir Basra, either because of the Rambam that Shechita terminates. Now, that depends on, is Rabbeinu Tam like the Tosus Chofala from the base? If the Ramban is like Tosus Chofala, there's a mitzvah to finish it, so he's against the Rambam. So then he goes into the Rambam's camp. And Echanami, mitzvah Shechita is the whole thing. If I stop at 51, if I shechted 100. But until I stop, it's a mitzvah shechita. Okay. But if it's a psul, that terminates. Depends whether or not Rabbeinu Tam is going with the Tosfos Chofala from Beis. It's not to understand. Rabbeinu Tam rejects the idea of shechita v'meir bas. Rabbeinu Tam says, I need an entire simen shochot. So he's certainly in the camp of Tosus. The Shechita is on the entire Siman, and the Mitzvah is the entire Siman. Now, as a whole, like the Ran, that I achieved that through 51%, or like Rashi, I have to actually do. We see, but that would mean, what does that mean? It means Legabe, the Mi'ad Basra. That's not part of the Mitzvah Shechita. Okay. Now, continue. Lachen Shah b'miut mafarim b'miut kama. Hashot si shapa ha'dekoma imech tzamel tzakarov. Ove leiru the miut batz subshita le dekosh. Ve'vi him tim tzalom ha'kosh ha'v b'miut kama lo potsu shiya v'ofen ha'torah kim nach shere b'simen echa. Kiko oma the shiya ha'v b'vehem l'vehem l'ov l'ov and mid rabbonah. Kind of a shaykh, she here be off. I feel with Rabban. The shah be mere karma, shave it. Hatik on a pogo. Don't be taught self the shah, hatik I guess the shah could have shrieked to a garment, she has a fuller, taught sofa. Okay. Then I have Ravoshia. What does Ravoshia say? Yeah. Hechta be mere simon. And what's the suffix? Is it shochut or not shochut? So all of a sudden Rabbi Oshir comes up. No. Rabbi Oshir is clearly that the Suffolk and the Gemara's goof of this, what Rabbeinu Tam took as a Dover Parshat, that the entire Siman becomes Shochot, and that would not affect Chaloda at all. The only issue is if at the beginning of my Shkita, when I stuck the knife at 1/3 and I continued, there was that, at that point, there was not yet Shochot. But after I finished the Shechita, it is certainly Shochot. And it's certainly shochet. And it's certainly shochet. That, see where Rav Osher, you take Rav Osher back to our sugya, and what Rav Osher is saying. So now, what we were questioning, whether or not, after I shaft rolled the rest of the Siman HaShochet, in understanding our sugya, why it is that 51%. So the question is, one side says, and it's a suffix, it's a teku. So what is the teku? Maybe this year is 51, and that's all sure. Or the balance, I don't care about the balance. Or, no. Through the 51, I had to get 100. That, according to Moshe, is the suffix. That, certainly, if I have the tzad in the Gemara, according to Rav, the 50 is good enough, that sim is not shochet. But now that we say 51%, why do we say 51%? The rest of the sim is shochet or not, and that's the suffix in the Gemara. Nafka Mina, that he did 51%, sticks the knife in, or the corner, sticks the knife in, and does the vesh. Is that chalada? Not chalada. Now what does he say? Shor b'miyat simonim. I shecht, it's the same suffix that I shecht at 51%. Is that the Maisa Shechita? It's finished. Or, the Maisa Shechita continues. The Maisa Shechita is an entire thing. But if I continue, I can stop there, it will be totally shor. The following thing is totally shochet. The following thing is totally shochet, without a doubt. The whole thing, but now what happens if I do 51%? I've done 51%. Once I've done 51%, so the balance is what? Is a non-shechita, or is a continual shechita? That's suffix, same suffix. If it's part of the Maisa Shechita, so it's part of the Maisa Shechita. If 51% is the whole shechita, it's not part of the Maisa Shechita. So therefore, the question is, I'm taking all the time in the world to go to the last 49%. If it's part of the Maisa Shechita, it's not a shehir. It's not part of the Maisa Shechita, it is a shehir. So it turns out, according to Rav Osher, this question that we asked, understanding what the Gemara is talking about, Mechza Mechza, is the shear the rove 51%, or the shear is cool about 51%? I have cool already. Rabbeinu Tam took as a grant, as a dover poshut, that it's a dinner kula. Rav Osher says that goof is the problem. So much of the arguing here is what? What's the pshat in the Gemara? We'll finish it off. Rajma, the Ran, all the Mishonah. But I'm just trying to show you how all three sugyas merge to one. That defining what the Maitzah Shechita is, and so, okay, Mitzah Shem Bli Neder, we'll finish this off tomorrow.